This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The North Carolina General Assembly is back in session today to reconsider the state's controversial House Bill 2, commonly called the bathroom law. It appears at this moment there may not be enough votes to rescind that law. We will find out more and what's behind it all. It follows moves by the Charlotte City Council, two actions to rescind the ordinance that was nullified by HB 2. That nullification and rescinded ordinance in Charlotte contingent on whether or not the legislature will repeal HB 2. Jeff Tiberi is WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief, and he joins me from the Capitol. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hello, Frank.
All right, so what's going on there? Both chambers back in session. What's happening right now at the North Carolina legislature?
At this very moment, the North Carolina Senate is in recess until 1 o'clock. They're eating lunch. The North Carolina House is also in recess. It is unclear upon last check when they will return. The Republicans of that chamber are meeting in caucus. That is a closed-door meeting, and they are what we refer to as whipping the votes. They're trying to determine if there is enough support to go forward with some sort of repeal bill and repeal House Bill 2. They're meeting right now. We're not privy to that.
And at this moment, what are you hearing about whether or not the House does have enough votes?
At this moment, they have, we think, about enough votes for a repeal. But just a narrow vote or just getting a repeal through could represent a true fracture of the Republican Party, in that there could be, there could be a repeal of House Bill 2, but there could be more Republicans that vote against that measure than for it. So typically when the Republicans move forward with a piece of legislation, they like to have a majority of their own party in support of a measure. And it doesn't appear they have that at this point. This is just, this speaks to wanting to be a unified party, wanting to work together and look good as a Republican group. And we should note that the North Carolina House is almost 2.5 times the size of the Senate. It's 120 members. There are 75 members of that caucus. It is a much more diverse group of Republicans with varying ideologies, many in, suburban districts. And this speaks to the diversity of the Republicans within the North Carolina House.
So Republicans a little bit nervous about repealing that bill with Democrats and a minority of their own party. They're working on that right now. Let's look a little bit at the history and the developments as they unfolded this week. It begins with the Charlotte City Council moving to rescind or repeal its ordinance that protected LGBT rights. That ordinance, of course, nullified by HB 2. Talk about that and how this plays into the decision by the legislature to reconvene a special session.
Well, all of this is so interesting, right? The timing coming out of last week when the special sessions took place, first to deal with disaster relief and then to strip incoming Democratic Governor-elect Roy Cooper of some significant executive powers. So I think it's only natural to wonder how much of that this HB 2 special session was born out of that. How much of this is just perception and the diversion of attention controlling the message, so to speak. What happened in Charlotte about a year ago, last winter, was an ordinance, a municipal ordinance, to give protections to transgender people. The state legislators, many state legislators, had warned Charlotte not to do that, said they would act if Charlotte, in fact, moved forward with such protections. And the local ordinance ticked off the General Assembly, and they enacted House Bill 2. So it was rolled back, or at least part of it was rolled back on Monday morning. Then, and now we're just getting into like a little bit of gamesmanship and distraction and just jumping into the weeds face first, I think. But the state is saying, oh, but hang on, they didn't repeal the entire municipal ordinance. What's going on here? Are they up to something at the local level? So this morning, city council members in Charlotte went back in and they have said, and I've seen this via social media, just to be clear, they're rescinding the entire ordinance in question. And now it's, essentially move the chess piece, move the pawn back to the General Assembly. And it's the General Assembly's turn to follow through, is what many people are saying, follow through on this pledge to repeal.
This is an ordinance that has passed in dozens of cities across the country. It has been
in
effect, hundreds of cities across the country, been in effect without any of the ill effects that was discussed in the very scant discussion about HB 2 that took place in that special session. So it's an ordinance that that protects LGBT rights. And it's in place in hundreds of places all over the city. I don't understand the politics behind this, and maybe you can tell me the winners and losers, because HB 2 nullifies these rights for LGBT people. And the legislature has said twice before, if you do it yourself, if you take away their rights, we won't. And the city council and LGBT groups said that's really not a bargain, telling us to take it away rather than you, because, of course, the economic effects on this state caused by the Republican legislature and governor cost the governor his job, right? I mean, we know now how the people of North Carolina feel about HB2. So I don't understand, and maybe you can explain to me from behind the scenes, kind of who wins when the Charlotte City Council takes away the protections that the legislature will take away if they don't.
There are obvious. This is subjective, and there are many different ways to look at it. I think looking at it from the vantage point of Democratic Governor-elect Roy Cooper, playing that out for a second, if there is a repeal, if, big proverbial feels like at this point, a repeal takes place today, Governor-elect Roy Cooper gets to say, hey, I'm a deal maker. I worked to repeal House Bill 2. That's something I campaigned on, and I can work with this General Assembly. That's how he's going to spin it. How involved is he really in the repeal of this? That's a good question. To your question, and you know, one of the criticisms that he has faced in part and would face, I think, to a more severe degree if this is rolled back, is this would then go back to where things were a year ago, and there would not be protections in place for people who are transgender. So there is that, and I think it's also worth noting supermajorities in both chambers here. Governor-elect Cooper is going to be hard-pressed to find many victories once he takes office. So if there is a victory in here for him at this moment, wisdom is he needs to take it. For the Republicans, a repeal, as I said earlier, I think takes attention away from what happened last week, which, as one political scientist told me, was the most significant legislation dealing with the separation of powers in 30 years here. And it passed in less than 48 hours, less than 2 days. But in terms of politics, I mean, HB2 has long served as the shiny object, and it has been used as a political tool. Did Pat McCrory lose because of HB2? It certainly was one of the factors. He also lost because of the toll project, the I-77 toll road, and other factors. The legislature only lost one seat during the election. And sure, we can get into gerrymandered districts again. But I think there's also something to be said from the legislature standpoint of they've played this out for 9 months and there haven't been, ramifications in-house. The economic ramifications have been monumental. But from an electorate standpoint, it's not as though the Republicans lost 8 or 10 seats.
No, but so the economic cost to the state, Roy Cooper might be in a position to benefit politically by this. Any chance that the city council in Charlotte, or have you heard any rumors that they might come back and pass a different ordinance that wouldn't talk about bathrooms but would protect LGBT rights? It's one that maybe the legislature would not dare touch, given the economic and political harm that HB2 has done to this state and continues to do.
I believe that's on the table. When is that on the table? Would Charlotte defiantly come back next month, or could other blue-leaning, liberal-leaning municipalities enact a similar type of ordinance in the months to come? Or playing this out politically, we've talked about these supermajorities a lot. If Democrats were to take back a supermajority in the House, would these municipalities sit on some of these ordinances that would give further protections to the LGBT, or let me back up and say establish protections for the LGBT community? Would they wait for a year from now when perhaps, they would have a better chance of moving that forward and it wouldn't be repealed here at the legislature because, in theory, a veto from Governor-elect Cooper could mean more in a year if one of the majority supermajorities goes away.
All right. With this deal has been on the table twice before. It was rejected by the city council, and LGBT groups, rights groups, have vociferously opposed the deal. They seem a little more quiet, those activist groups, and the city council accepted it. What has changed?
Well, I will not sit here and tell you that this deal has been on the table for months, despite most media outlets reporting that over the past 2 days. The Speaker and the Senate pro tem, Tim Moore and Phil Berger, have never said, despite that this has been reported in newspapers and on television stations over the last couple of days, they did not say in September that this was a deal and that if the city rescinded, then there would be a full repeal at the legislature. The deal has not been in place. This is something new.
All right, and let's talk about groups on the right, extreme right-wing groups and the religious right have been critical of this deal, of the potential to repeal HB2. Isn't that right? So there's an attack on the right that the Republican legislature is feeling if they repeal HB2. Am I right?
Absolutely. And this, again, gets into the caucus that we were talking about before. They're very conservative parts of the state. They're very liberal parts of the state. North Carolina is fascinating because it's such a diverse place. And if you talk about gerrymandered districts and you talk about representatives who serve areas that are very conservative and do not want to see this roll back, there are a number of districts like that. And if those representatives are feeling that pressure, be it from religious leaders or civic leaders or other, you know, just community players, they're going to be a little more hesitant to vote for a full repeal. And that, again, going back to the beginning of the conversation, is part of what we're dealing with, part of what the Republican caucus in the House is dealing with in terms of getting enough votes where they feel comfortable to move this forward and, in theory, repeal it and also look like a unified front.
All right. So it's still not certain that it's going to be repealed. We may find out later today. Any protests going on in Raleigh today?
There are some protesters upstairs. The scope of those is much smaller than last week. My observation, I was up there maybe 15 or 20 minutes. Many signs and many pins and shirts and buttons. There have not been a lot of chanting. No signs at this point of any more arrests.
All right. The fate of HB2 still unclear. You should stay tuned to this radio station to find out more throughout the day. And Jeff Tiberi, WNC Capitol Bureau Chief, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Frank.
You can find links to Jeff's reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just had the complex history of the human relationship with pigs. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.